Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of It's a Definite Maybe, a podcast for those of you who are just trying to figure it all out, with your co-hosts, Stella and Rosie. On today's episode, we're taking a trip down memory lane. We're reminiscing all about our favourite toys and games we played as 90s kids, from Barbies and Bratz dolls to Nintendo DS to Beanie Kids and trying not to kill our Tamagotchis. Stella, I want to take down... No, that's not how you start an episode. Let me try again.
I want to take you down.
No, what I'm trying to say is, Stella, I want to take a walk down memory lane, not take you down.
Take you down.
in more ways than one, which sounds suspicious, but it's really just not.
In what ways?
One, it's an ode to an episode we filmed a little while ago about things we did as kids. And two, I want to talk about childhood memories, nostalgia. So, like, double walk down memory lane. Yeah.
Beautiful. It was so funny because we were brainstorming for this episode, and it was at the time that we originally recorded the Things We Did as Kids episode, and we had all of these ideas around, oh my God, we used to play this game and we used to like this toy and this thing I was obsessed with. And so we thought it would be fun to do like a quick and easy little side episode talking about those sorts of things and take you guys on a journey with us.
It's basically just part two for millennials or people born in the 90s.
Pretty much, yeah. So getting straight into it, should we talk about like toys that we had?
Let's do it. That sounds real sus.
Well, I mean, we were children, so, like, that's on you for putting those sorts of connotations on this conversation. So, that's not me.
I've just finished watching all six seasons of Girls, which for anyone that hasn't watched it...
Oh, my God, I stopped watching that show ages ago.
It has a lot of sex scenes and a lot of nudity. Mm. And so, like, I literally finished watching it last night, so that's probably why. But anyway...
It's fresh in your brain.
On to more appropriate conversations.
Did you ever have... A Tamagotchi.
Did I have a Tamagotchi? They got banned at my school.
They got banned at my school as well. Yeah, I was really proud of myself because I was one of the first kids to have a Tamagotchi.
Oh, wow. And then you were cool.
Yeah, I know. I was like a real trendsetter. And then they absolutely took off. And of course, everyone was like playing them under their desks and whatever. Oh, yeah. And it became a whole big thing, which is why they had to ban them.
But you like couldn't turn them off either. It was like always alive.
No. Well, I mean, you could pause them and you could turn off the sound on them. And so it would get to the point where I had memorized the positions of like all the different things that you could do to interact with them, like the way that you checked their stats, the way that you fed them food, the way that you like cleaned the poos that they did when after they ate, the games as well, except, you know, I'm not playing games kind of, you know, under a table. But I would go, oh my God, my Tamagotchi's done a poo. I need to like click this button three times and then click this button so that I clear the poo.
Oh my God. So I just remember like, you occasionally to, like, wash away in. The screen or something.
Yeah. And so I'd be like occasionally checking in on my Tamagotchi, but I'd be like sneakily playing it whenever the teacher wasn't looking.
Oh yeah,
looking.
Just in your pencil case on the desk being real sus.
Total rebel. Just absolute, you know, rebel without a cause, except I had a cause, and the cause was taking care of my Tamagotchi. I was a responsible Tamamama.
I'm pretty sure my sister, I think I had three different Tamagotchis. I remember my sister dropping mine in the bathtub, I think.
Oh, no.
I want to say that's how the memory goes, but I could be wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not great. And I remember another one. I got a very rare kind of Tamagotchi that hatched. It was a light bulb.
A light bulb. Was it one of the later generations of Tamagotchis?
I have no idea.
Oh.
BRB whilst I Google. Light bulb Tamagotchi.
There were multiple generations of Tamagotchis that you could get. I think it got up to like five or six or something like that in the end. I can't remember. But they brought out like different actual Tamagotchi, like little characters that you could get each time. And there was one where it was the Tamagotchi connection and you could like play it on the computer, and they built this like Tamagotchi world. I think it was called Tamaworld or something like that. And you could like enter codes and play games and then earn items and it would send to your Tamagotchi. Yeah, that doesn't exist anymore, so it kind of defeats the purpose of having that particular one anyway. But it was so fun, like all the different layers that they had, and like Tamagotchis was such a massive thing at the time.
Oh, yeah.
I remember wearing mine around my neck on like a lanyard or something.
That's dedication.
Or when we weren't allowed to have them at school, I think I had to make my sister or my mum look after it so it didn't die from like hunger or pooping or something.
Oh my God. I think at the height of my Tamagotchi craziness, I got up to like the 23rd generation or something like that, which was absolutely unheard of at the time. Jeez. Yeah.
Do they die? And then rehatch?
They can die. So like
what you do with them.
So they get to a certain age and then they have a baby. And then once they have the baby, the parent just like goes away and then you have the baby. But you can only have a baby at a particular age. Like your Tamagotchi has to be a certain number of days old before it can have a baby.
Whoa.
And so that's kind of how the generations tick over.
Mm.
But I actually still have a couple of my Tamagotchis. And when I came across one of them, I put batteries back into it and it still worked fine. But it's just not the same. It's just not the same as it was when I was a kid. There's a lot less wonder in it now. And it's just one of those things that kind of loses its appeal after a little bit.
I remember I have family in Malaysia. And so we used to do trips over there to see family. And I remember the toys and the Happy Meals when I was younger in Malaysia just felt superior to the ones here. Like I would get.
But McDonald's toys generally back then were way better than they are now.
So much better. But I remember there was a whole series of like little like handheld battery powered consoles that were like car racing, or there was one that was
the
like
Sonic ones. I had those too. Ones?
Okay, maybe they were in Australia. Okay, well there goes my fun story.
Just really popping the bubble right there.
Whoops, that's okay. No.
But yeah, McDonald's toys back then were so good. They had like, they were legit. Like they actually did things. As opposed to nowadays where it's just like a piece of plastic that kids play with for like 2 seconds and then they get rid of. We'll have to post on our Instagram like some of our favorite throwback McDonald's toys.
Oh, totally. Did you ever have... I think I might have mentioned this other one, but Betty Spaghetti. Like
yes.
Off-brand Barbie with like spaghetti hair.
Yeah, and it was like it had kind of rope for hair and you would like pull it out and it would get really long and then you could like twist its head or something like that and it would like suck the rope back into its head and it would get short again.
That part.
Yeah. Yeah, you could like make the hair get shorter again so you could like figure out however you wanted to style it. And they had like they had like different legs or different bodies that you could like peg on to each other or something like that. They were kind of interchangeable from memory.
Oh
my God. And Polly Pocket. Did you have Polly Pockets when you were a kid?
Holy shit. Betty Spaghetti looks much scarier than I remember.
Oh no. I don't think I've looked at a Betty Spaghetti in a very long time.
I definitely remember playing on the Polly Pocket website and like the Barbie website.
Oh my God, My Scene.
What was that? I don't remember.
My Scene was kind of later. It was like a Barbie ripoff basically, but they had like an online games site where you could play and like give them makeovers and stuff like that. So there were all of these games that I used to play and you could like accessorize, choose different hairstyles, hair colors.
Oh my God, fun.
All that sort of stuff. It was so much fun.
I did love a good like early 2000s makeup website, like makeover website.
Oh my God, there were so many of them back then as well.
No, they were good. What else? So on our list, we had Furby. I never had a Furby, but they scared the fucking shit out of me.
I never had a Furby either. And I always was so jealous of kids who did have Furbies, even though everyone who did have a Furby was like, don't get one. They are actually possessed.
Definitely.
Because they'd like randomly wake up in the middle of the night and make noises, even if you didn't interact with them and like do weird things.
So that's like, where childhood trauma began.
Pretty much. Good. I think so. Yeah. So maybe it's a good thing that we didn't have Furbies.
I'm okay with that. I think you and I both went through a Nintendo phase. I'm still in a Nintendo phase. Like my Nintendo DS when I was 12 was essentially my phone before phones were a thing.
Yeah.
I was attached to it with Mario Kart and Nintendogs and Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah, there were so many games that I used to play. Animal Crossing was a big one for me as well at that time.
I've never played Animal Crossing. I know.
Oh my God.
I've also never played Zelda.
Zelda's really good too.
I've never really played any of the Pokemon games.
Oh, girl, you're missing out. There's so much out there.
I know.
I think my first console was a Game Boy Color. What? And then,
is it like a handheld?
Yeah, it was a handheld one. And then it was one of those ones where you actually had to have like a separate light that kind of clipped onto it.
Oh my God.
Because it was so dark and like you wouldn't be able to see the screen. So you had to actually have a light that like, you know, shone on it so that you could see anything. And then I had a Game Boy Advance. And then I had a Nintendo DS and have just kind of stuck with handheld Nintendo devices since then.
Yeah. I think my first one was a hand-me-down Xbox One from my cousin, but I remember
that's a throwback.
I remember it being like kind of clear. So when it turned on, you could almost say like the inside of the console.
That was a
really
big
cool.
thing in the 90s.
Yeah. We love exposing the tech.
Yeah, like there was an old Apple computer that was like that as well. And like very inflatable furniture was a big thing in the 90s.
Oh, wow, that unlocked a memory. My sister had an inflatable like one person armchair and I was
they always smelled so bad as well.
Oh, they smelled very
bad. So plasticky.
Oh, and you can't sit on it in the summer because
you would like absolutely stick to it or it would just like melt.
Oh, yeah, not good.
Terrible, terrible.
I've been getting served on my TikTok for some reason this ASMR account that has a lot of, I think they were like food making kind of plastic toys, but they would actually, there's kind of two variations. There's one where you get given a product that you can make that then is actually edible, such as there was one that was like Barbie gum.
Oh.
Which is fun. And then there was a second variation where it's not real food. But it acts like you're making it, but it's just plastic. Mm. Like there was one where you like where you slice cheese slices, and there was one that was very cool that was like a melted cheese toastie. Mm. But it was, I think, the two pieces of cheese in the sandwich Velcro together. So when you pull it apart, the cheese kind of like sticks. So it looks like
it's like a cheese pull.
Gooey. It's like a cheese pull.
That's crazy.
And I've just been saying all of this stuff that you would have had in like kindergarten that is made to look like you're running a kitchen or a supermarket or like some form of fun food. I'm like, oh, this is amazing.
In the US, they had Easy Bake ovens, which was basically just like a little oven.
Did they work?
Yeah, that's a health hazard waiting to happen. I'm kind of amazed that
they were such a thing. Oh my God, they were introduced in the 60s, according to Google.
They had, I think, like how they worked was like a really, really, really strong light bulb.
Right.
I think, and that's how it would cook things. It would basically like radiate out. Yeah, crazy.
Wow.
But also, one thing that I remember really loving as a kid was Harma beads. And
I have no idea what that is.
Oh my God. So there were those like little like plastic beads. No. Oh. Girl, all those Scoobies. That was
ones that
too.
You melted with an iron?
Yes.
Yes, I did have those.
And you have like little designs that you could like put them into these little molds, and they had these kind of pegs, and you would put these little beads onto there in like different colors and
one
whatever.
One by one manually.
Oh my God. Or you would just like dump them and kind of give it a little bit of a shake and hope that some of them actually stuck on there. But then you wouldn't have any guarantees around like colors or anything like that. And then you would iron it and then it would like melt the beads and would be like this little plastic thing that you look at and then chuck away because what are you going to do with that? Although I think there were like keychain making kits and things like that they came out with so that you could actually do something with them. But then the evolution of that was bindies and then Beedos, I think they were called, which was a similar thing except you sprayed them with water. They were a similar sort of thing where they had all of these different molds that you could like insert them into.
Oh my God.
And then you sprayed them with water and then these would like stick together. However, there was this massive thing at the time because they had like a toxic chemical.
Delightful.
And there were kids who like ingested them and got really sick. And so they had to like reformulate the bindies, or I think, I can't remember if that time it was
Beedos.
That
actually sounds really familiar.
Yeah. There was a whole big thing at the time and they had to like recall them and then they really re-release them. So I think that was like, they started out as bindies and then they rebranded as Beedos when they had the new non-toxic chemical
in
them.
As we go. Both of these logos look very familiar.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The Beedos had like a looking at Google, like they had a machine with a pen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so you would like load the bindis or Beedos into this little machine.
That's cool.
And then like click the pen and it would like let them out one by one. And that definitely made it a lot easier to create your designs.
Yeah.
And so the good thing about bindis or Beedos was that you could make 3D things as well. So it wasn't just flat like Hama beads. Like you could actually layer them and create these little sculptures. Cool. So it was a little bit more creative. But I think they just kind of stopped being a thing.
I'm literally now just looking up 90s toys Australian kids had. And it's just unlocking a lot of trauma.
Did you collect Beanie Kids?
Of course I collected Beanie Kids.
I still have so many of my old Beanie Kids.
I think I have them at my mum's in my old wardrobe.
Wow.
But I remember when I was 6, my favourite colour was rainbow. So who knew that I was going to be an ally from an early age?
Also, that's not a colour.
Don't.
Can I just point
that out? Can you just not? Okay. Because I know it's not, but when I was 6, it didn't matter. But rainbow was my favourite colour, so fuck you. And I found a purple Beanie Kid that had rainbow on its chest. And upon reflection now, it must have been a pride flag.
Right.
Beanie Kid in the 90s, I guess.
Wow.
Which I think. It was just a coincidence. Either way. But that Beanie Kid was and still is my favorite Beanie Kid.
Mm. Yeah, I had lots of Beanie Kids. I really liked Giggles, which was the name of like the baby bear. She was like a pink baby. And my brother had whatever the blue baby one was, the boy one.
Oh my God.
And they had like a little blanket that you like wrapped them up in as well. That was really fun. I'm Googling
this as we go. Wow.
Yeah, I've loved babies even since I was a baby. Very evident
through the things that I played. I remember mine having like a costume, or like you put hood on and it was like, I don't know, a lion or something. I don't really remember.
Oh yeah, I had a meerkat one as well. Like there were lots of different animals. There were ones that had like different accessories and coats and things like that. And they all had names and they had birthdays as well.
That's right.
Yeah. And like little descriptions in their kind of tag thing that was on their ear. Yeah. And so the idea was that you would like try and find one that had your same birthday or that was named the same thing as you. And so it was a fun little way that you could like collect these things and just fill up your toy chest. Like, I know there were so many different ones that they brought out.
Oh my God, there's a unicorn? Wow.
There were so many different ones.
I wonder what happened to Beanie Kids. Like, did they just get discontinued? Can you still buy them?
I don't know. There's those ones by TY where they've got like the massive eyes and like the really
big. I feel like they were like the ripple versions.
I don't know. Maybe they were created to like compete with Beanie Kids and then they just slowly took over. Beanie Kids
website still.
Wow. Crazy.
Anyway, that's very deep in the Beanie Kids.
Otherwise, in terms of games, like there was a lot that we were talking about as well when we were doing initial brainstorming for this. And like things that you would play when you're a kid at school. Like obviously there were a lot of clapping games, like Miss Mary Mac was one.
I'm sorry, what?
Miss Mary Mac, no. All dressed in black. Oh my God, you didn't have Miss Mary Mac?
I did Apple on a Stick.
Apple on a stick. Makes me sick. Makes my heart beat 246. Not because you're dirty. Not because you're clean. Just because you kiss the boys behind the magazine. Boys, girls, they have a lot of fun. Here comes Johnny with his pants undone. He can wibble, he can wobble, he can even do the splits. He can bet you $10 he can't do this. Close your eyes and count to 10. If you muck it up, you're a big fat hen.
Yeah, that was what our one was. Big fat hen is what we aligned on.
Yeah.
But mine was definitely big fat bum. Or big bum or something, which is really great.
Here comes Johnny with a big fat bum.
Child. Yeah,
it was Here Comes Johnny with His Pants Undone for us.
Yeah.
There were lots of different variations of it.
That's great.
What else was there? There was My Auntie Anna Plays the Piano 24 Hours a Day. Split. And then you would like jump out and kind of your legs would get like further and further into the splits and then you would like keep going and see how far into the splits you could get.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I remember playing MASH, which is
like...
Oh,
my God, MASH.
I actually don't remember what it stands for anymore.
Mansion, Marine. Apartment, Shack, or House. That was, like, the house options.
Right. And there was definitely variations of, like, how many kids you're going to have.
Yeah.
Who you're going to marry, where you're going to live.
So, for anyone who didn't play MASH, it was basically you would have different... So, you would have MASH, which was Mansion, Apartment, shack or house to determine in the future what you were going to live in, then you would choose like four names of people you had crushes on. You would choose numbers for how many kids you were going to have. Mm-hmm. And what was the other thing? Oh, jobs?
Yeah, I'm looking at a version of Google.
Occupations? And then you would like draw a spiral and then like count how many points were in the spiral or something like that. And then you would go around and you would start at like M and then you would count for how many things were in the spiral and cross them off one by one until you had one abode to live in, one person that you would get married to, one number of kids that you were going to have, and then one occupation, which, if you think about it, is very much instilling old school values of like everyone has to get married and everyone has to have kids and live in a house and, you know, have a particular job and like follow this particular path. But at the time, it was a very sweet and cute, innocent childhood game that everyone enjoyed. And it was always really interesting to see who people would choose as like their crushes. And if you were the one kind of orchestrating the game, you would always like chuck someone in there who they absolutely did not want to get as well. And they always ended up getting that person. Yeah.
And then you'd either be living in like a mansion, but with like 12 kids and no money.
Like, yeah. And it would be like, or you would be 100 kids living in a shack with like The Rock as your husband, although The Rock wasn't really a thing when we were kids.
Totally.
And you would be a janitor or something like that. Like that was scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, 100%.
Which is not a bad thing. No. Like being a janitor is fine. Like cleaning services, it's everyone needs them.
Yeah.
You notice when there's a place that's not well kept that doesn't have a janitor.
Exactly.
Mm. Very important job.
Oh, good. I can't actually like remember.
Oh my God.
Many others.
Just to finish, Bratz dolls. I used to be obsessed with Bratz dolls. Oh my God. I had so many Bratz dolls.
Really?
It was like my thing. Yeah, I loved them. That's probably why I have really terrible body dysmorphia.
Oh, feel that. Okay.
That would explain a lot. But yeah, I loved Bratz dolls.
What are they called? Jades?
Jade? One of them was Jade. There was Jade, Chloe, Megan, and Sasha. They were like the first girl Bratz dolls. And then they had like other ones that kind of came off the back of that, but they had them with like heaps of cute little outfits that you could get and you could like mix and match, and like their feet would come off so you could change their shoes. Like they didn't have actual feet and like shoes that you slip on, like they had pegs for legs and you would like clip on different shoes.
I feel like I'm like looking them up now. I feel like Yasmin from memory was wanted.
Yeah, maybe it was Jade, Yasmin, Chloe, and
Sasha.
I think they were like the original ones. Yeah, and then I think Megan was one of the ones that came later.
Right.
And then there were other ones whose names I can't remember right now.
What is a Bratz doll exactly? Is it just like a cool Barbie? Because that's what it looks like.
It's like a trendy kind of younger Barbie. They had really big heads, like really big lips, really big eyes.
Oh, great.
It was like kind of makeup trends now with like the really kind of pouty lips and like, you know, elaborate eye makeup and stuff like that. That was basically Bratz dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Inspired by Bratz dolls. So, I mean, that kind of explains a lot if you think about it. Like this generation now who's obsessed with having like big pouty full lips.
Yeah.
And they played with Bratz dolls when they were kids.
So. It checks out.
Yep.
Well, we played with Barbies who had no waist and that's why we have body dysmorphia now.
Yeah, I had Barbies as well, but my brother would always pull the heads off of the Barbies and then you would like try and peg them back on, but they didn't stick quite right and so they would have like no necks. Yeah. It just wasn't the same.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Literally ripped. Their heads were ripped off.
I'm going to end the episode right now. That is all we have time for today. Oscar's music starts playing.
Yeah, that should have started playing a long time ago. Oh, yeah. Let's be real here.
Yeah, we're going to start tuning ourselves up. As always, thank you guys for listening. If you want to reminisce with us, make sure you jump into our DMs, comments, or emails. We'll put all of our social channels, email address, etc. in the show notes, and we can keep chatting there.
Yeah, and we'll be posting lots of fun throwbacks as well on our Instagram. So if you're coming from that, then we hope you enjoyed. Or if you haven't seen those yet when you're listening to this now, head over to our Instagram and check out things that we've posted. Otherwise, remember to share this episode around with friends, to take a trip down memory lane with them as well. Rate, review, subscribe, do all the things that you can do wherever you're listening to this right now. We really appreciate it. Otherwise, we'll take you along next time as we talk about other areas of life that might not always have a one-size-fits-all approach on It's a Definite Maybe. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.